California has the most restrictive smoking laws in the United States and is using tobacco taxes to fund its anti-smoking campaign. California health officials say they are waging a war on two fronts. The first is the air campaign. In radio and television spots, the message is the same, that cigarettes are addictive and deadly.
I can't go more than a few hours without a cigarette.
I can't go more than a few feet without the oxygen tank.
¿Tomaría usted Formol, una peligrosa sustancia química que causa cáncer? ¿O cianuro?
In English, Spanish, Korean, and other languages, viewers are told that tobacco destroys their health and, through secondhand smoke, the health of those around them. Ken August of the California Department of Health Services says his state is a leader in tobacco control, with smoking banned in nearly all places of work and public buildings.
California was the first state in the nation with smoke-free restaurants, which occurred in 1995, and then followed that up with smoke-free bars in 1998.
Even before that, California was warning its citizens about the dangers of smoking. In 1988, the state's voters approved a ballot initiative that placed a 25-cent tax on each pack of cigarettes. Officials say the measure, called Proposition 99, counteracts the $800 million a year that the tobacco industry spends in the state on advertising. The revenue funds medical services, scientific research, and anti-tobacco ads, and what officials call their ground war, which consists of prevention projects in schools and communities. Ken August of the State Health Department says the multi-front campaign is working.
Adult smoking rates in the state have dropped from roughly 21.7% in 1989 to 16.6% in 2002, and that's a record low for California.
Those rates are among the lowest in the country. Smoking in California declined substantially after 1998, when another ballot measure called Proposition 10 placed an additional 50-cent tax on each pack of cigarettes. Proposition 10 funds go to preschool education for children under 5 and tobacco education programs for parents. Michael Trujillo is with First 5 California, the group that coordinates the program.
Prop 10 basically pays for ads to run statewide to educate parents about the harms of secondhand smoke, you know, for young children, and basically the dangers of smoking while you're pregnant.
Officials say California's declining smoking rates have reduced rates of lung and bronchial cancer, which declined 15% through the 1990s. They say rates of heart disease are also dropping. Still, nearly 5 million Californians are smokers, out of a population of 35 million. And at one Los Angeles discount shop, cigarette sales are brisk.
So that's $9.50.
Smokers complain about the taxes and restrictions. This woman says when she smokes, she feels like an outcast.
People look like you have a kind of sickness.
Dennis Etchison, a writer of horror novels, believes smokers are targeted unfairly.
There's an unfair taxation and an unfair stigma against smokers. I don't see the additional taxes being levied on alcohol or automobiles or other products that are harmful and deadly.
Such as fattening foods, adds the other smoker. The tobacco companies are trying to improve their image with their own air campaign by urging children not to smoke while insisting that their parents are free to do so.
According to research, parents play an important role in helping children avoid risky behaviors, including smoking. The Parent Resource Center at philipmorrisusa.com offers advice from experts on how to talk with kids about not smoking and a downloadable brochure on raising kids who don't smoke.
The tobacco industry has also challenged California's media effort in court, so far unsuccessfully. Anti-smoking activists appear to be winning the war. This is shown by the drop in revenue from cigarette taxes, which reflects a decline in smoking. Proposition 10, for example, generated $700 million the first year it took effect in 1999. Revenues last year were under $600 million. That's good, say state officials, who say the real cost of smoking is seen in the healthcare system and the workplace. They say California pays $16 billion a year for its 5 million smokers. Half is for treatment of tobacco-related illness. State officials add that 43,000 Californians die prematurely every year from tobacco-related disease and say lost productivity due to illness or death accounts for the rest of the cost. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.